Hills like white elephants. The hills across the valley of the Ebro were long and white. On this side, there was no shade and no trees, and the station was between two lines of rails in the sun. Close against the side of the station, there was the warm shadow of the building and a curtain made of strings of bamboo beads, hung across the open door into the bar to keep out flies. The American and the girl with him sat at a table in the shade outside the building. It was very hot, and the express from Barcelona would come in 40 minutes. It stopped at this junction for 2 minutes and went on to Madrid. "What should we drink?" the girl asked. She had taken off her hat and put it on the table. "It's pretty hot," the man said. "Let's drink beer." "Dos cervezas," the man said into the curtain.
"Big ones?" a woman asked from the doorway.
"Yes, 2 big ones. The woman brought 2 glasses of beer and 2 felt pads. She put the felt pads and the beer glasses on the table and looked at the man and the girl. The girl was looking off at the line of hills. They were white in the sun, and the country was brown and dry.
"They look like white elephants," she said.
"I've never seen one." The man drank his beer.
"No, you wouldn't have."
"I might have," the man said. "Just because you say I wouldn't have doesn't prove anything." The girl looked at the bee curtain.
"They've painted something on it," she said. "What does it say?"
"Anís del Toro. It's a drink. Could we try it?" The man called, "Listen," through the curtain. The woman came out from the bar.
"4 reals. We want 2 anís de toro.
With water?"
"Do you want it with water?"
"I don't know," the girl said. "Is it good with water?"
"It's all right."
"You want them with water?" asked the woman.
"Yes, with water."
"It tastes like licorice," the girl said, and put the glass down.
"That's the way with everything."
"Yes," said the girl. "Everything tastes of licorice, especially all the things you've waited so long for. Like absinthe."
"Oh, cut it out. You started it," the girl said.
"I was being amused. I was having a fine time."
"Well, let's try and have a fine time."
"All right, I was trying. I said the mountains looked like white elephants. Wasn't that bright?"
"That was bright."
"I wanted to try this new drink."
"That's all we do, isn't it? Look at things and try new drinks."
"I guess so." The girl looked across at the hills.
"They're lovely hills," she said.
"They don't really look like white elephants. I just mean the colouring of their skin through the trees."
"Should we have another drink?"
"All right." The warm wind blew the bead curtain against the table.
"The beer's nice and cool," the man said.
"It's lovely," the girl said. "It's really an awfully simple operation, Jig," the man said.
"It's not really an operation at all."
The girl looked at the ground the table legs rested on.
"I know you wouldn't mind it, Jig,
It's really not anything. It's just to let the air in. The girl did not say anything. I'll go with you, and I'll stay with you all the time. They just let the air in. And then it's all perfectly natural. Then what will we do afterward? We'll be fine afterward, just like we were before. What makes you think so? That's the only thing that bothers us. It's the only thing that's made us unhappy. The girl looked at the bee curtain, put her hand out, and took hold of two of the strings of beads. And you think then we'll be all right and be happy? I know we will. You don't have to be afraid. I've known lots of people that have done it. So have I, said the girl. And afterward, they were all so happy. Well, the man said, if you don't want to, you don't have to. I wouldn't have you do it if you didn't want to. But I know it's perfectly simple. And you really want to? I think it's the best thing to do. But I don't want you to do it if you don't really want to. And if I do it, you'll be happy and things will be like they were and you'll love me? I love you now. You know I love you. I know. But if I do it, then it will be nice again? If I say things are like white elephants and you'll like it? I'll love it. I love it now. But I just can't think about it. You know how I get when I worry. If I do it, you won't ever worry? I won't worry about that. Because it's perfectly simple. Then I'll do it, because I don't care about me. What do you mean? I don't care about me. Well, I care about you. Oh, yes, but I don't care about me. And I'll do it, and then everything will be fine. I don't want you to do it, if you feel that way.